today, the 22nd of the blessed month, and how to make God in His goodness and renewing for us. And for until you all, our sin and grace, we will not until we receive our Lord, the Father, brethren.
All amen. On this day, Saint Cosman and Damian, their brothers, and Athanasius, and Timos, Silentius, and Empirus, and their mother, Theodata, were martyred. They were from one of the Arab countries. Their mother feared God and was compassionate and merciful toward strangers. She became a widow while her children were still young. She raised them and instilled in them the fear of God and the love of righteousness. Cosman and Damian studied medicine, and they treated the sick free of charge of their brothers. They went to the desert and became monks. When Diocletian renounced the faith and ordered the worship of idols, he was told that Cosmas and Damian were preaching in the name of Christ and urging others not to worship idols. He ordered them to be brought to the governor to the city, who tortured them severely by beating them and burning them. He then asked them the whereabouts of their brothers. Upon finding out, he brought them and their mother. He ordered them to raise incense before the idols, but they refused. He then ordered the five to be squeezed through the wheel. When they experienced no harm, he took them out and cast them into a red-hot furnace for 3 days and three nights, there into hot boiling water. Finally, he placed them on red-hot iron beds. Throughout all this, however, the Lord raised them up whole and unharmed to reveal his glory and the honor of his saints. When the governor became weary and torturing them, he sent them to the emperor, who also tortured them. Their mother constantly encouraged and comforted them. The emperor rebuked him, but she admonished him for his cruelty and for worshipping idols. He ordered her head to be cut off, and she received the crown of everlasting life. Her body remained on the ground, and no one dared to bury it for their fear of the emperor. Saint Cosmas screamed at those present, saying, "Men of the city, is there not one merciful person among you who will cover the body of this poor old widow and bury her?" Straight away, Victor, the son of Romans, came forward to the body, placed it in an enshroud, and buried it. When the emperor heard what Victor had done, he ordered that he be exiled in the land of Egypt, where he received the crown of martyrdom. The next day, the emperor ordered the heads of the Saint Cosmas and Damian and their brother to be cut off. They then received the crown of the life of the kingdom of heaven. At the end of the era of the persecution, many churches were built in the name of these saints, and God made manifest many signs and wonders through their intercession. Be for us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.